With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. The Montana Health Department today confirmed 313 new COVID-19 cases as well as 5 additional deaths. Just over 1,300 Montanans have died from coronavirus-related illness since the pandemic began. The state's COVID tracking website reports just over 3,400 active cases statewide. Over 32,000 Montanans are now fully immunized after receiving both doses. Senate Bill 65, which would protect businesses from being held liable for the spread of COVID-19, has been endorsed by both chambers of the Montana legislature. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports it'll now advance to Governor Greg Gianforte's desk for consideration.
Gianforte said during his State of the State address last week that he will sign the bill into law. It's one of the conditions he's outlined for lifting the statewide mask mandate.
I look forward to getting SB 65 to my desk so we can take that critical step towards getting Montana safely open for business.
The bill would add to the burden of proof for claimants who contract COVID-19 and want to sue a business, church, nonprofit, or other organization for negligence in preventing the spread of the virus. Republicans say the goal is to protect businesses from, quote, frivolous lawsuits, unquote. The bill was amended to remove a provision that would have allowed the law to be applied retroactively and added assisted living facilities to the list of protected businesses. Gianforte has also said that the state's most vulnerable residents need to be mostly vaccinated before he lifts the statewide mask mandate. The governor's office did not answer questions seeking clarity on when the vaccine threshold would be considered met. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
The U.S. Senate has made its committee assignments for the 117th Congress. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines is newly appointed to Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs, which oversees financial aid to industry, government contracts, public housing, and urban development, and all matters related to banks and banking. He remains on Finance, which deals with taxation, Social Security, and health programs like Medicaid, and Energy and Natural Resources, which has jurisdiction over energy resources and development, forest management, and water resources. And he remains on the Indian Affairs Committee. It's a committee assignment he shares with Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester. Tester is now the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, which oversees the Department of Veterans Affairs. Tester took over the chairmanship with the Democrats becoming the majority party in the 117th Congress. Tester retains his committee assignments on appropriations, which regulates government spending, and on commerce, science, and transportation, which oversees communications and product safety. Tester also serves on the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, along with Daines. The Montana Senate is considering a bill that would require parental consent for sexual education and ban abortion providers from offering information in schools. Supporters of the bill said during a Senate Education Committee hearing Wednesday that it would protect Montana youth from being taught a so-called progressive agenda in schools. Opponents said that opt-in policies can interfere with access to sexual education, leading to more teen pregnancies and disadvantaging young people who are victims of domestic violence. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Auld.